if I should be removed by death. 1903. An E.G. White notation on inside of flyleaf of journal number 34, bearing printed year dates for 1894, but containing matter written in 1900 to 1903, relating largely to Dr. Kellogg and the medical missionary work. In this book will be found matter that needs to be handled with great care. I may be removed by death, and the Lord may be greatly dishonored by the suppositions of man, as though he himself was God. The first beginnings of the greatest peril to the work and cause of God date back to about 1893, 20 years and increasing after 1893. Very missionary in its beginning as it advanced, a peculiar phase, ambition and selfishness began to be revealed. This, as presented to me in New Zealand, 1893, was to become a great barrier to the true and regular work God has appointed his people to do. That work was beginning to be treated as the body, in the place of the hands and arms united to the body in the medical missionary work. Means would be drawn into a work which was, begun as, a benevolent work in connection with the gospel ministry to prepare a people to stand in the great day of God. I grieve to say that the physicians in the sanitarium under Dr. Kellogg do a strange work. On title page. In this diary, bearing printed dates of 1894, the dates and figures are nothing to be regarded. There is matter herein that is to be carefully read and considered if I should be removed by death.